This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Muhammadan wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. Where is it better for you to pray salah? At home or in the masjid? Ya jama'ah, at home or the masjid? In the masjid. So why don't you show up for Dhuhr and Asr, jama'ah then? And what? Where is it better to pray? To pray in the masjid or in your office? Ya jama'ah. Masjid or office? Masjid. So why do you pray in your office then? Is it even permissible to pray in the office? Can you pray in the office if you have the ability to drive to the masjid? Let's see what the Prophet ﷺ says here in regards to the reward for salat for Salatul Jama'ah. Hadith Riyadh al-Salihin, in the book of Riyadh al-Salihin, hadith number 10. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة الرجل في جماعة تزيد على صلاته في سوقه وبيته بضعا وعشرين درجة. In this hadith, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم says the reward for salat performed by a person in congregation, which means in the masjid here. When you say congregation, it means the congregation of the masjid, not the congregation that you pray in the office. Even though praying in congregation in your office is still much more rewarding than praying by yourself. And even praying in congregation at home is still better for you than praying alone. Definitely, they're not even a match or even close to the reward you get for praying in the masjid. No matter how big your jama'ah at home or in the office, it's not even close to how much you get for praying in the masjid. The Prophet ﷺ said over here, that the reward is bid'an wa 20 daraja. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have then 20 times greater than, more than 20 times greater than that of a salah performed in one's own house or shop. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not allowed to pray at home or in your shop, and if you had to, or even in the clinic, for example, in the hospital, wherever that you work, right? But what do ulama say in regard to the meaning, to the importance of Salatul Jama'ah? So the majority of the fuqaha, and I mean by that, the Hanafis, the Malikis, and the Shafi'is, they say Salatul Jama'ah is highly recommended, Sunnatul Mu'akkada, high recommendation for men to come to Salatul Jama'ah, for Fajr, for Dhuhr, for Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. And the most important salawat, they say it's Fajr, Asr, and Isha. Fajr, Asr, and Isha. It's more important than Dhuhr and Maghrib. So that's the in terms of the Sahaba, what the Prophet ﷺ says, actually the ulama, what they say in regard to the ruling of that. The Hanbali school, they say that Salatul Jama'ah is actually Fardu Ayn, which means an individual obligation on a person who is able and capable of coming to the masjid. So all the silver leaf people, may Allah make it easy for you. And even camping hall, same thing. But what does it mean to be close to the masjid? Back in their days, being close to the masjid, meaning you could hear the voice of the muadzin. Like if the muadzin calls the adhan from the masjid, you'll be able to hear his voice. Obviously, that was back in the day when they had no loudspeakers. It was only human voice, right? So therefore, how far are you going to be from the masjid then? Not too far. Therefore, it makes sense. It makes sense that you had to go to the masjid, because if you can hear the human voice from that distance, it means you're just nearby. Nowadays, if the muaddin stands on the member on the top of the masjid and calls the adhan, who's going to hear the adhan? Those are just the closest to the masjid. Probably the farthest, maybe Brother Imran Yunus, right? Where is he? Is he here? No. So that's where you can hear the muaddin. Beyond that, it's going to be too far. But since we have cars, the distance right now is also considered near. So alhamdulillah that you have the cars. So according to the Hanbalis, if you are near the masjid, then you have to pray jama'ah in the masjid. That's according to them. Now according to the Zahiri school, Imam Ibn Hazm rahimahullah ta'ala, Salatul Jama'ah is not fard. Salatul Jama'ah is rukun. And what does that mean? Means even if you pray at home, your salah is invalid. To that level. Obviously, it's not a popular opinion, so the ulama, they don't take of that opinion. But just the fact that some fuqaha entertain the idea of how important Salatul Jama'ah to say that if you don't pray in congregation in the masjid, your salah will be invalid, that's a serious matter. Once again, The majority of scholars, they say that the ruling on praying in congregation in the masjid is highly recommended. So if you do it, you get the great reward. If you don't, you miss the reward. But you did well, as long as you pray, inshallah, on time. So what's the reward for that? The Prophet ﷺ described it. He says, "Qala wadhalika," before that, he said, more than 20 degrees of reward. He didn't say more than 20 merits or hasana. More than 20 degrees, because some of the narrations say 25, other narrations says 27. So why is there a range in the 20s over here? The ulama, they say, it really depends on the quality of your salah. How focused you are, how sincere your intention was, if you had full khushu' or otherwise. So depends on that, you'll get the extra reward, the 22, 23, 25, 27. The highest is 27. And also the reward is not the 27 hasana, it's 27 daraja, which means degree, like you're saying, blocks of reward. Like some people, they get, mashallah, 5-star rewards, each block, each degree. Others, they say, they still get the 27, but they're gonna get it actually at 4 stars, and 3 stars, and 2 stars, still 27 degrees. So it depends. People, they have different grades when it comes to how much reward they get based on the intention, and based, of course, the quality of the salah, and so on. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَالَ وَذَلِكَ إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ. Why are you getting more reward when you come to the masjid? He says, ذَلِكَ وَأَنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ إِذَا تَوَضَّى فَأَحْسَنُ وُضُوءٍ. Because when someone, when one of you performs wudu perfectly, when you do your ablution perfectly, wash up, you know, completely getting prepared for the salah. He said, ثُمَّ أَتَى الْمَسْجِد. Then came to the masjid. لَا يُرِيدُ إِلَّا الصَّلَاةِ. Your intention is sincerely to perform the salah, to come for the prayers. I'm not coming for the food. I'm not coming to because I had to, you know, pick up somebody or pick up something or drop up somebody. No, I'm coming genuinely and primarily. My sincere intention is to come to pray. So he says, if you come for that, لا ينهزه إلا الصلاة. He emphasized again by saying it one more time. He goes, he's not provoked to come to the masjid except for the salah itself. And that's the primary reason for why I'm coming here for. Meeting somebody afterwards, that's fine. That doesn't ruin your intention. But your intention first to come to the masjid and then get into the meeting or participate in this program or that program. But primarily, I'm coming to the masjid for the salah. قال لم يخط خطوة أو خطوة إلا رفع له بها درجة وحط عنه بها خطيئة حتى يدخل المسجد. He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, in this case, then for every step he takes towards the masjid, he is upgraded 1 degree in reward. And one of his sins is eliminated until he enters the masjid. MashaAllah, jama'ah. How beautiful that is, wallahi. How often do we need that kind of expiations of our sins, jama'ah? Every moment of our life, right? So that may Allah protect us. Let's say someone prays Fajr, and after Fajr, they kind of like a little bit messed up during the day. Coming for Dhuhr, help remove some of those sins out. And raise them into degrees of reward as well too. For those who are attending Ta'seel with us, you guys understand what sins are being eliminated here. Is it the major or the minor ones? The minor ones. Because the major ones need what from you? Special tawbah. Very special tawbah, repentance, right? He said, sins are removed and rewards are going up. If you can think about this, when your reward is getting up and the sins are going down, how far they become apart from each other, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, khairat, just from walking to the masjid. Okay, now somebody might say, we don't walk anymore, ya Sheikh. How about driving? Would that count? We'll say, yeah, it counts. So how do you count the steps? Everybody starts making their own, you know, philosophies about it. You know, the rotation of the tires, each one of them would count as one step. But that means we're gonna lose a lot then. Because when you drive, it's just like you're leaping, you're not walking, right? Okay. What about somebody saying, is it okay then if someone walks to the masjid, they walk with making their steps close to each other? Well, as long as you catch the iqama, yani, it's fine. You can do that if you want to. You don't have to, but it's okay. You can do that if you want to do that. Okay, what about if someone says, instead of going straight to the masjid, I'm going to take, inshallah, a whole round in the neighborhood? Like instead of coming straight to the door of the masjid, now I'm going to go around the neighborhood and then come to the door of the masjid, so I can increase my steps to the masjid. Can I do that? Do it, bismillah. But again, as long as you come early enough to attend and participate in the salah, so you don't miss the iqamah also even as-sunnah and so on. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, فَإِذَا دَخَلَ الْمَسْجِدِ, and when this person enters the masjid, كَانَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ مَا كَانَتَ الصَّلَاةُ تَحْبِسُهُ, he is considered as if he is performing salah as long as he is still waiting there until the next salah. Like it, sometimes, unfortunately, we come يعني, right before the iqamah. You wait until right before the iqamah. Or if you see that Sheikh Yasser start driving his car out of the driveway, everybody starts coming to the masjid, mashallah. Becomes race. Why do you have to wait until that moment? Come 5-10 minutes early. Come 15 minutes early. Pray your sunnah, sit down, and those moments that you sit here will count as if you're already in salah. Just by being there waiting for the iqamah and for salah to happen. قال, وَالْمَلَائِكَ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدِكُمْ مَا دَامَ فِي مَجْلِسِهِ الَّذِي صَلَّى فِيهِ. He says, and then even when you're sitting there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assign angels. He will assign angels for you. What do? They just surround you, you know, with their wings, bringing tranquility and peace upon you, and they're seeking forgiveness for you. Keeps calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, oh Allah, forgive him. Ya Allah, have mercy on him. Ya Allah, forgive this person. Just by the virtue of coming to the masjid to pray and wait for the iqamah to be called, قال يقول اللهم ارحمه اللهم اغفر له اللهم تب عليه. He says, oh Allah, have mercy on him. Ya Allah, forgive him. Ya Allah, accept his repentance. ما لم يؤذي فيه ما لم يحدث. Unless this person, while in that kind of session, he starts misbehaving. What does that mean? Starts speaking ill, backbiting, or maybe saying something bad, unfortunately. Or grabbing your phone and start watching stupid stuff, for example. You're not supposed to be watching them in the masjid, for instance. That's it. The angels say, you know what? We'll leave. They're done with you. Or if the person loses their wudu. If the person loses their wudu, the angel says, okay, we're done here. So imagine all of this happening just because you just made wudu at home. You came to the masjid. You prayed 2 rak'ah. You sat down waiting for the iqamah until the salah was over. What a beautiful, alhamdulillah, opportunity for forgiveness been given to you 5 times a day. Every single prayer that you come here, every fard salah you come here, you have the same golden opportunities for your sins to be removed and for your reward to be increased. Now somebody might say, does that reward also include the sisters? Because you know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that for the ladies, the better for them to pray jama'ah, to pray actually at home. So in this case, does that apply to them if they come to the masjid? Here's the thing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also told us, "La tamna'u ima Allahi masajid Allah." Don't prevent the female slaves of Allah from coming to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means they're more than welcome to come to the masjid. Even though the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said their reward for salah is better for them at home. Some people, unfortunately, taking this as against women. As a matter of fact, Islam is a practical religion. It doesn't beat around the bush. I mean, you guys tell me, how easy is it going to be for a sister who has 2 kids, or 1 or even 3 kids, for example, to come conveniently every salah to the masjid? How is convenient going to be for her? The guys, mashallah, they just come, assalamu alaikum, to his wife, and he leaves. Even if she tries to bring the kids with him, take your son with you, just like, assalamu alaikum, just want to leave to go by himself. As quick as possible. Because they don't want to hold those responsibilities. So imagine if the sister, she's going to be coming to get the reward, she had to come and do the same thing, right? So this instruction from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is actually to make the sister, the ladies feel better, that they don't feel missing out if they don't come to the masjid. Otherwise, if she realizes, you know, oh my God, the reward for coming to the masjid, then I'm missing a lot. But if the Prophet tells him, well, listen, if you pray at home, you're still getting your reward. And probably even better than coming to the masjid here. However, if she wants to come to the masjid, she can still come because the Prophet said, don't prevent them from coming to the masjid here. So that's, we hope, inshallah, they will get the reward as well, too, bi'idhnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Any question, Jama'ah? What's the virtue of a masjid? No. Mm. Nah. So to define the measure, like you said in the hadith, the Prophet says, كَمِفْحَصِ قَطَى. Even if it was the size of a bird's nest, if you build it and dedicate that for the salah, that counts as a masjid. What does that mean? It doesn't have to be fancy walls and fancy buildings and so on. In the desert, just dedicate a specific spot with rocks around to put boundaries for that space to become a masjid, it's good. As long as there is salatul jama'ah and salatul jumu'ah. So salatul jumu'ah makes the place what they called al-masjidul jami', like a grand mosque, so that the back in the days, people, they have different masjid around the community, but they have masjidun jami' forever to pray Jumu'ah together in small communities. So these are considered all masajid. But if a space is considered musalla, meaning it's a part-time place. When we're at work, we only pray dhuhr, asr, and barely maghrib. Isha, fajr, no one is there because no one actually works during that time. So in this case, we can't call this masjid. It becomes musalla and doesn't take the same rules for the masjid itself. Wallahu alam. If they have a designated place in the hospital, in whatever workplace that they have, that they have it as a musalla, and also they have jum'ah and jama'ah over there, I hope it counts for them as a masjid, inshallah. Especially in the hospital, it's 24/7. Yeah. Naam, tafadhal. Same question. All right, jazakallah khair. Yes. No. So let's say I usually don't come to Salat al-Asr, right? Someone said, I'm going to meet you in the masjid for Salat al-Asr. I said, okay, I'm going to go because I want to meet Fulan. But then you remind yourself, wait a minute, I mean, I need to fix my intention. So I fix my intention, Ya Rabbi, I want to go for the masjid, inshallah, for the salah. And then I want to meet that brother, inshallah ta'ala. I hope it works for you. Because the idea is that if someone regular for Asr, then that's easy for them to count for them. Because they come for Asr anyway. But it happened that this time they're coming specifically to meet this brother. But if someone doesn't usually come for Asr, and he is only coming for Asr because there's an appointment that had to meet somebody, so would that count for them as if they come exclusively for Salah? If they fix their intention, I hope so. Wallahu ta'ala. I hear you, but that person doesn't usually come for Salat al-Asr. He only is coming this time because he wants to meet that brother. No. Say it again. Salat al-Jum'ah? No, it's not for them. For the sister, Jum'ah, for the sister, not for them, no. Wallahu alam. Yes? Oh yeah, that reward that we spoke, very good point. The reward that was mentioned in this hadith over here is actually exclusively for the official jama'ah of the masjid, which means the first jama'ah with the imam, or the one who represents the imam in that moment. But second jama'ah, third jama'ah, tenth jama'ah is not the same thing. Wallahu ta'ala. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashra anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.